Morning, it's Zach Epperson here once again with your daily local sports update. Ahead of all the high school football games going on tomorrow night, I had the chance to talk with Grayson County head coach Ed Smart about his team's performance so far this year. Hey Coach Smart, thanks for talking with me today. I really appreciate it. First thing I had for you, the team right now is 4-0 on the season. Recently had that win over Fort Campbell on the road on Friday. You know, we were talking about this before we started recording, but there were some things in the team's win on Friday that, you weren't exactly happy with. Even though the team won, you saw some things that, you knew had to be corrected. So what are some of those things that you saw?
Well, first of all, we had like one first down in the second half. We had a key turnover late in the game. We had a situation in the fourth quarter where we could run out the clock, and instead we run out of bounds twice, so they didn't have to use their timeout, so we weren't very smart. We had a couple situations that they were third and long and could go off the field and just did not execute. So we just did not execute down the stretch like I would expect us to, more than anything else.
Absolutely. So, to remedy those problems, and those mistakes, how do you remedy that?
Well, when you watch the game film, then you can talk about those things and try to explain to kids. Sometimes you think that because you watch football, they watch football and they have some understanding, and some of them just don't have a real good grasp about things. So, all things are kind of a learning process.
Last thing for you, Coach, before I let you go. You're playing Breckenridge County this week. What does your team need to do to come away with a win on Friday?
Well, I'm kind of a defensive guy. So, number one, we have to play really good defense. What's kind of got us in trouble in some of our games, we've just given up big plays, and we have to limit those big plays. And some of that's just because we're not very athletic, and some people are more athletic. So, I think we have to do a better job or down and getting off the field. And then offensively, we need to control the line of scrimmage. Friday night, we didn't do a very good job of that at all. We got just completely manhandled up front. So those are the things.
Coach Smart and the Grayson County Cougars will be taking on Breckenridge County tomorrow night on the road at 7 o'clock Central Time. I'll have your full list of high school football games for you tomorrow morning. Now for your daily look at your local sports. On the schedule for volleyball tonight, Meade County is at home against Apollo. That match set for 7:30. Breckenridge County at home versus Owensboro Catholic at 7 o'clock Central Time. Central Hardin at home against Taylor County at 7:30. Grayson County on the road at Edmondson County at 5 o'clock Central Time. Fort Knox on the road tonight at Whitefield Academy. That match set for 7 o'clock. John Hardin heads on the road to North Hardin at 7:30, and then LaRue County heads on the road to Hart County. That match set for 5 o'clock Central Time. On tonight's schedule for boys high school soccer, LaRue County heads on the road to Fort Knox at 6 o'clock. Meade County hosts Grayson County at 6:15. John Hardin is at home against Elizabethtown at 7 o'clock. Central Hardin on the road tonight at Nelson County at 7:30. And then North Hardin hosts Thomas Nelson at 7 o'clock. And finally, in girls soccer action last night, Central Hardin was defeated at home against Bardstown 6-3. LaRue County defeated Hart County on the road 11-1. Meade County was defeated at home versus Atherton 3-0. And North Hardin was victorious over John Hardin at home 5-1. Only one girls soccer game on the schedule for tonight. Breckenridge County is at home versus Butler County. That match set for 5:30 Central Time. And finally, to wrap up your local sports for today, we have an AFC South matchup in the NFL as the Tennessee Titans take on the Jacksonville Jaguars at Nissan Stadium in Nashville. That game set for an 8:20 kickoff tonight. And that's been your daily look at local sports in and around our area. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.